going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Nice job with the montage,
Good job, boys.
WEEI Afternoons, and we come in after the commissioner says with the fourth pick, and that's going to take place, I don't know, it's a couple hundred feet from here, maybe 200 feet from where we're located
now. A little over 24 hours from now.
A couple quick programming notes here on WEEI Afternoons. We will have an abbreviated show today leading into the Mass Mutual pregame show and Red Sox baseball. We'll be out here around 5:45. And tomorrow we will be after Red Sox baseball, so we'll probably be in the 4 to 8 range leading right into, conveniently, we're sort of the pregame show tomorrow night for the draft.
So, and that's a 4-hour show, right?
Yeah.
I believe so. I think Fitzy, right? You guys go to midnight tomorrow night?
We go 8 to midnight.
8 hours straight of just
We're starting a little excited and finishing full mast, Ted.
Let's go.
I hear you, brother. I hear you, man.
No, it's going to be we're enjoying our time here, and certainly tomorrow night is the party, when the party gets started.
Yep.
Not just, obviously, we look at this from a Patriots perspective, but you're going to have a quarterback who goes number one overall tomorrow. That is going to change the Titans franchise one way or the other. Mm-hmm. You either have your franchise quarterback or you join the list of teams that took a guy number one overall that regretted it. And then everything else starts after that. Is there still a dream alive of another quarterback going in the top three? Shador, could he go in the top three? Or is Shador going to fall out of the first round? There's been rumblings of that. Does he just end up at Pittsburgh at 21? There is a lot of uncertainty with this NFL draft, and I know some of that is bred by the fact that there's not a ton of talent and there's not a lot of blue chippers, so there's no consensus on a lot of things.
Yep.
And that brings us to Ted Johnson's draft simulator, where he is going through the scenarios for the New England Patriots. We went through the first one. Cam Ward goes one, and then you have, in some order, Carter and Hunter 2 and 3, and you're on the board. What do you do?
Yep.
Smart minds take Will Campbell. Fitzy and Ted take Ashton Jeanty and Tyler Warren. So what's scenario number two for Ted Johnson?
Let's go with this. This is a unlikely scenario, but it's still one of the likelier scenarios, and that is Fitzy, if the Patriots are at number four and Abdul Carter is taken, yet Travis Hunter is available to you, what do you think the Patriots would do if Travis Hunter was available at number four?
They would hire Usain Bolt to run the card to Roger Goodell, saying that we select Travis Hunter.
All right, let's go through this quick. Andy, do you
agree? Yeah, no argument here. They take Travis Hunter.
I agree. So they would do it. Would we all want Travis Hunter? Want the Patriots to pick Travis Hunter if he's there at number four? Fitzy, go.
Would I want them to?
Would you
God.
Want them?
I think
the Patriots will take them.
Yeah, Ted, would I like to have a fountain in my backyard that spews free Narragansett? Yes, of course I would.
I agree with you. Andy, where are you on that?
I want them to take him.
Yes
I'm
or no?
Not, yes.
All right.
But I'm not as excited as you.
Let's just get through that, because that's pretty obvious. If Travis Hunter is available for you at four, Patriots, run up there just like Fitzy said and put the card in. Okay, we're gonna go our third likely scenario for draft night tomorrow night is is if Travis Hunter has been taken, but yet Abdul Carter is available to the Patriots at number four, Fitzy. What do you think the Patriots would do if Abdul Carter was still sitting there at number four tomorrow night?
When Howie Roseman calls and says, how much do you guys want there for it? Go. I would say, sir, we appreciate it. However, A.J. Brown and any combination therein is very tempting. However, we want Lawrence Taylor 2.0, a man who can dominate a football with one hand. So, I'm sticking and picking Abdul Carter.
What about you, bud?
So, I forget this game, and you're going to yell at me. I'm not allowed to say trade?
Yeah, no. That's another scenario.
Okay, that's a different scenario. So, I would stick and pick then. He's the best player on the board. If I'm not allowed, because I think he's enticing enough that people will call. Whether it's Howie Roseman or somebody else, he might have been the best player in the draft. You're going to get phone calls. I would answer phone calls, but if I'm not allowed to answer those phone calls, yes, I'll take Abdul Carter.
And Andy, if I may as well, I think when Brian Baldinger is talking about he's hearing there's a potentially a big deal that could go down within the first five picks, I think it's going to involve Abdul Carter. And I think that team is the very same team that wants to trade out with the Patriots at four should Abdul Carter fall. I think it's the Eagles. I think they're the secret team behind Brian Baldinger's draft tease. Excuse me, draft day trade tease. Yeah,
it's a premonition. It's not a tease. Premonition.
It's a vision. It's a scoop. It's buzz. It's a rumor. It's all that and then some.
Dan, was Dan trying to say something? I thought I heard a Dan Ball voice in there. No?
No, okay. Not
that
this time
just
around.
In your head,
my bad.
Ted.
In my head. I'm hearing things. It's been a long day. I need food. Should we go to draft scenario number four real quick?
Absolutely.
Somebody
let's
run
go.
Ted a taco or something. Jeez.
Please. Okay. Here we go. Now, this will get interesting.
Okay. Let's do it. Let's party.
The same scenario. The Patriots are at number four. Travis Hunter is off the board. Abdul Carter is available, but a team wants to trade up.
Yeah.
For Abdul Carter. Mm. Okay. Let's just say. Let's put it this way. Would the Patriots entertain that? Would they want to trade that? Do you think the Patriots would entertain teams and actually not take Abdul Carter and trade with a team and trade back?
I do. I absolutely think they would answer that phone call. I think they would listen. And assuming the trade is reasonable, there's a reasonable value on the table, I think they would trade back. And this would be a little bit reminiscent of 2 years ago when Christian Gonzalez was available and the Patriots traded back. And everybody's like, we want that guy.
Right, right.
What are we doing here? Now, in this scenario, I don't think you're getting Abdul Carter later. I think the team trading taking Abdul Carter.
Right, right.
But I think they would listen to that. So now they're getting – because he – again, I keep going to this. There was a point in time where he was considered the best player in the draft. Or maybe some people still think he's the best player in the draft.
Yep.
So you should get decent return on that trade, and now you get Will Campbell down at 9, 10, 11, wherever you get him. You feel good. You got an extra pick. Everybody's happy.
Thoughts?
Yeah, all right, Ted. I could see two teams in the top 10 wanting to move up for Abdul Carter.
What two teams?
Carolina at 8 because they had Milton Williams stolen from them by the New England Patriots in a brilliant outbid. And the Chicago Bears. And I say the Bears because while Ben Johnson has done a phenomenal job rebuilding their offensive line, and we know what an offensive play calling wunderkind he is, I could see them wanting to maybe bring a little monster of the midway, Khalil Mack back there as well. And they get a lot of picks. So I could see one of those two teams calling. And Andy, that if it's like Carolina – and they're like, oh, I got to get Mason Graham. I got to get Abdul Carter. You could move back and still get Will Campbell and load yourself up, buddy.
So we're all in agreement that we all think the Patriots would actually trade back if it was they got a good haul and felt good about the trade.
I've actually heard rumblings.
And I would tend to agree. I feel like if you really want to show how smart you are as a front office and show people that you have control of the board, which is if – It's trading back, getting future assets, and still getting the guy you want. Oh, baby, that's showing off right there, man.
And isn't there no downside? Is because if you trade back, and again, you get a good trade, then there's no downside because we don't know for sure they want Will Campbell. So if you trade back and Will Campbell is gone by the time you pick again, you pick somebody else and you tell people, well, the value just wasn't there on the board when we were there. We were able to add these assets. We still got Membu. Throw Membu in there.
Yeah.
This is the guy we wanted. Pull a Belichick and say, well, this is really the guy we would have taken at four anyway. This is the guy we wanted all along. Like, there's no loss there if you get a decent trade. So I think you can look very smart. Very smart.
I would agree. So we're all in agreement. To me, that would be the most fascinating scenario, is the Patriots have a trade partner at four. Don't you think for a trade partner to be available for them at four, it means Abdul Carter's still on the board?
Well, I think Travis Hunter, but I don't think they'll listen.
But Fitzy even said maybe Ashton Jeanty. I feel like it's – well, I just don't see a team trading up to four for a running back, but I could be wrong. Fitzy, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I said, those Ashton Jeanty numbers are changing by the hour, Ted. BetMGM now is putting out tweets regarding the Jags drafting Ashton Jeanty. By the way, if he gets drafted fifth overall, he'll instantly become the fifth highest paid running back in the NFL, and deservedly so. Mm-hmm. But BetMGM right now also has Will Campbell at minus 1,000 to be the first offensive lineman off the board, which whether it's at 4, 7, 8, 10, he's definitely going first. But the Jeanty buzz, it's legitimate. And if the Pats get a call from somebody because they want Jeanty that badly and they want to leapfrog the Jags, who have started entertaining the trade of Travis Etienne, How do you say no? You still go get your guy, and then you pick up free picks, and that lets you get a better tight end, Ted, and a better wide receiver, and maybe another offensive lineman later on with a third round pick. Possibilities are endless, boys.
The only problem with that idea is
it came
the
from
only
me.
Well, no. The only thing worse than taking a running back at four or five, the danger in that and the having egg on your face, is trading up to that spot to take that guy, to giving up even more assets. You better be all in, because that's going to define your career as an organization and as a GM.
You know,
Tom Brady and Pete Carroll right there for you, buddy.
I feel like there's really two more scenarios. Do you want to do them real quick, or just do you want to put these off till tomorrow? We've already kind of answered the one. If Carter is available, if Hunter and Carter are both gone.
Yep.
And a team wants to trade up.
Yep.
Do you trade with them?
So both the blue chippers are gone, and a team wants to trade up. So that's sort of the Jeanty.
It's the same thing.
That's the Ashton Jeanty one. Yes, I would do it. Again,
it's the same thing.
I also need to know how far I'm falling. That's a little bit of it here.
To me, I wouldn't go past 12.
You're shorter, probably not too far.
I wouldn't go past 12.
No, I'm just having fun.
The drop there, and this is where you also, the next layer of
Cowboys
this
at 12.
Is who's in between, and you do your own mock draft analysis of who you think they're likely to take.
Right. So you don't want to take your guy that you have targeted. If you fall back, you want to still get this guy, but there's a team that might want that guy.
And then the other part of that is, do you have at least a couple guys? Like I mentioned, maybe they're not as high on Will Campbell as all the reports indicate. Yeah. Maybe Vrabel didn't fall in love. He wanted you to think he fell in love because he's actually okay with Kelvin Banks, or he's actually okay with Membu, or one of those guys.
Yeah.
And if you're okay with two of them, and you're like, this guy can start in September for the New England Patriots, so now I definitely trade down because I think one of the two would be – but if you really – this is where I circle back around, though. If you're truly all in, if Vrabel's in love, like one of those reports we read earlier from McShay, then don't risk it. Don't risk the love of your life. You know the whole set them free, and if they come back, then it's – no. Mm-hmm. Don't play that game. That's a stupid cliche. If she's hot, keep her. Put a ring on her.
What a popsicle headache. Hot. Smokescreen season is just popsicle headache central. Here's a little fun game to play now, tomorrow, since you guys will be on, and then I'm on it on the night show with Arcan. But what gap do you think will be bigger? The gap between where the first running back, which will be Ashton Jeanty, and the second one, likely Omarion Hampton, will be taken, or the gap, Andy, and I think I know which way you're going to go in this, between Cam Ward and whatever quarterback is taken second.
Yeah, the second
scenario. The second. Yeah. I think two running backs will go before two quarterbacks. I don't feel great about it because I think there's a lot of uncertainty and the whole beauty. Like, I didn't think Bo Nix was going and Michael Penix were going as high as they did last year.
That is fair.
Was that 8-12?
Yeah. So all it takes is one Josh McDaniels type, some guy who goes – that's my quarterback.
My head coach at my alma mater is already getting on my nerves.
Whoa.
Dion today, all over NFL Network, just pleading. He's telling everybody how great Shador is.
Well, he's his dad. He should.
I don't know.
The buzz on him is
your dad didn't think you were good?
He wouldn't go on TV and tell everybody that. I'll tell you.
Such bad buzz. You saw the Pelissero report, I presume,
Yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah. Yeah, the report that Shador had the worst interview that an assistant coach and an anonymous
assistant
coach
had
ever seen.
Why do I believe that? I totally believe that.
He's
man.
Your guy. Are you cutting bait with him?
No, dude, I'm hard on my own. I hold my own to very high standards. My alma mater gave a, you know, retired a jersey to, I'm sorry, to somebody that didn't deserve it. There's more deserving players. So I'm down
to
on my
500
Missouri, on my
quarterback
university.
To a guy. No, yeah, he was slightly above 500.
Please.
Thank Please. You, Ted.
I like this angry Ted when it got personal with Shador and
I need food.
The Buffs.
I need food.
Be careful, Andy. Don't push it too far.
I hey, like angry Ted is fun, Ted. What do you think about Jason Tatum? Is he soft if he doesn't play tonight?
Ted, let's
the Ted Hulk is coming out. Andy, another chip you're going to be able to cash in at the virtual 2025 NFL draft wagering window is all the buzz that is building for with Sanders falling. You might be right that he could even fall out of the first round. No joke. And Jackson Dart, I would now comfortably put money on him going before Sanders.
I told you that months ago. I'm going to take a Ted Johnson victory lap right here.
Let's see if it happens before you do
that. Because then I might be wrong. I can take the victory lap
right
now. Oh, you
take it today. Okay.
Andy Hart right again.
Andy, you're right.
Right here at Lambeau Field, WEEI Afternoons, covering the 2025 NFL Draft. Tomorrow, all the excitement. We will lead you into the draft 4-8. Then Fitzy, Arcand, Shime, everybody else, cast of thousands, John Lyons, whoever else may be there, take over to lead you through draft night. Should be a fun one. We broke down most of the scenarios. We'll have a few more scenarios from Ted tomorrow to talk about. Up next, we come up on odds and ends because we're leading into Mass Mutual and Red Sox baseball.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Baseball. WEEI Afternoons coming up on Odds and Ends here. Odds and Ends is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Your trusted charity for car donations also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. Reminder, we're doing Cars for Kids. Why? Because we're almost done with the show, because we are leading into Mass Mutual Red Sox pregame show with Christian Arcand around 5:45. And then tomorrow we will be the essentially postgame show for the Boston Red Sox. They'll be done. Yep. Garrett Crochet on the mound. That will lead into WEEI Afternoons. That will lead into the Christian Arcand all-night draft party.
It'll be a Red Sox postgame show where we very rarely talk about the Red Sox.
Well, you never know, though, with Crochet. If he does something special, we might have to mix something in. If he goes out and throws a no-no or strikes out 20 or something like that.
Fair point.
We'll give him his fair air time. But, so we have some audio here in Odds and Ends before we get into Ted seemingly going to make fun of me for the way I travel, eat, drink, sleep, and be merry. Bill Belichick down at UNC. I feel like we've gotten a good amount of content out of him being down there already.
Oh, buckle up.
Yeah.
It's not going to end, in just the 2 months he's been there.
So we have Julian Edelman and Rob Gronkowski talking about Bill Belichick at North Carolina, and I think they do it with a smile. But I think they're pointing fingers maybe at some fraudulency down there. So let's listen.
Let's go to UNC.
If I go, though, I don't want to go and do all the kit and caboodles, cameras, this. I want to go see what his actual operation looks like. Okay, I want to go sit in a staff meeting. I want to see how he's breaking down the goddamn coaches. I want to see what he talks like in the team meeting. That's what I want to see. I don't want to just see some guy over here just trying to be a social media butterfly. I want to see that whistle being twirled around, choking his little fat finger. That's what I want to see.
Here we come.
The UNC frat boys have been blowing up dudes on.
Well, we'll go there after that. Then we go to a frat party.
So I'm pretty sure Julian Edelman just called Bill Belichick a social media butterfly, and he doesn't want to see that. He wants to see the real Bill.
I'm curious what Stiz thinks, and him and Fitzy. But I'm curious. Like, do you think they're laughing with him or at him?
Both.
Go ahead, guys.
Fitzy, I'll go real quick. I think both. I agree with Fitzy. And I also think, you know what this is like? So
What does Fitzy say? He thinks he's laughing at, oh, both. You said both.
Both, too, yeah. I was an only child for like 6 years, but I'm the oldest of four. So you know how like the parents are tougher on their first kids than they are like their second, third, and fourth? This kind of gives me those vibes. Do you get that? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. And I also feel like, because that's absolutely relevant in our household, Stiz. And also, I feel like because of who they are, they now have some media, they have some media cachet. Belichick loves them and all that they did for the team. I feel like he's earned their respect. They've earned his. So they kind of have the right to bust his balls a little bit as well, Stiz.
100%. But Andy, usually it's like a thing where you're tougher on your first kid, right? By the time you have your second, third, fourth, you're not as strict. You're a little looser, you know?
So UNC is Bill's second kid.
Yes,
thing.
Yes.
And
Julian and Gronk are, okay. They're jealous. They're like, oh, look at this. They get to go on social media. With us, it was all strict, and
I also
be in
think
bed.
They're just kind of calling him out for now being an actor and portraying a certain image and I think they
think
believe.
Bill, if Bill was to listen to that audio, do you think he would laugh?
I do. I think he likes Edelman. I think Edelman is in that world where he can kind of get away with
a lot. I'd push back a little bit. Do you guys think they both love Bill? I mean, they say all the right things.
I didn't say both. Do. I don't think Gronk loves Bill. I think he loved winning with Bill.
They've partied a ton together post-Tampa Bay, though, Andy.
Okay, yeah. Now, but while they play, like, do you think Gronk liked Bill?
No.
I mean, the guy was crying because of what Bill did to him, you
right,
know?
Right. I think Edelman loved him. I think Gronk loved having a great coach.
Can I just say it? I'm just going to say it. A lot of these guys, they'll never be honest about how they feel about Bill because they're in the media. It's a small world, the NFL media world. And so they all say the right thing because if you say call Bill out, it's not good for business. Somehow they're worried about it. It's affecting their career. And so they don't tell you the truth. That's my honest opinion.
And then you're blacklisted.
Yep.
Like Eric Mangini and Wes Welker and some other guys.
Right. Let me make this crystal clear. There is no coach in the world I would rather play for than Bill Belichick.
God, Tom, man.
Except when I stopped wanting to play for him and decided I wanted to go somewhere else and play for Bruce Arians.
Come on, bro. Come on, Tom.
So I think Bill's in on the joke. I think he knows he's doing something that he feels like he needs to do at North Carolina. Like, I believe he knows the world realizes this isn't the true Bill. If he had his true druthers, he wouldn't do it this way. But this is Bill being a first-time college coach in the year 2025 in an NIL era, and he has to do what he has to do.
Do you think him and Jordan are at night going, oh, look, they're making fun of us, these guys? Or do you think are they like, you know what, this isn't right? Or do you think they, like, I don't know.
It said it on the cake, Teddy. We don't give a crap.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I bet Bill kind of does, though. But he has bigger fish to fry because he's dealing with being called a predator on the UNC website.
See, that's where I feel like Bill cares about everything what people think of him, though. Like, I just think – so you say they don't care. I think they act outwardly they don't care. But I think Bill's obsessed about – that's what makes Bill – he gives you this impression he doesn't care, but inside he remembers and hears all of it.
Well, and it's also interesting that the two guys he's had visit, unless I've missed something else, are Rob Ninkovich and David Andrews. No disrespect to them.
Yeah.
Aren't exactly, you know, marquee superstar players. Like, you have Gronk and Edelman now saying they want to come down there. Are they going to go down there?
I love the fact that they said, I want to see
Edelman
behind the scenes.
Yeah, 100%.
But see, you want to see behind the scenes. If you see behind the scenes, Bill, you're going to go, oh, what did he say about me?
Oh, yeah.
How did he talk about me? If he's talking about like this about these college kids, then how's he going to talk? How would he talk about me? I don't think Bill would ever let him in on that side of him.
Do we agree that between of the four guys, so two guys have visited, Rob Ninkovich and David Andrews.
Yep.
I personally don't believe they really resonate with 20-year-olds, 19-year-olds.
No.
I'm not even sure Edelman resonates at this point. Gronk, I think, would still resonate. Gronk is a...
For sure.
Frat boy star. So the guy Bill should have down there, if he wants to use old
Gronk.
Patriots to connect with current players, it would be Gronk. And Gronk wants to go down there, so will it happen?
No, Andy, here's a perfect – oh, sorry, I didn't mean to
no,
cut
real quick, Fitzy, I don't think Bill would ever invite Gronk. I don't. And
I don't think
but you know why?
Either.
Because I think if he called and asked for Gronk, and Gronk would say no, and he doesn't like being rejected. So go ahead.
This is madness. The two of you guys – holy smokes. Do you guys need me to get you some Centrum Silver while we're at it? Good Lord. This sounds like this is coming from Lambo. It's coming from Boomertown. Of course he would want to have Gronk down there. I was going to ask, Andy, ask your son, like, which former Patriot, which player would have the most cachet and get him the most fired up to want to go to UNC or that he would want to most have visit him on campus one day? Who would it be?
It's Gronk. It's easily Gronk.
Tom Brady.
Oh.
What are you guys wrong with you guys?
No, oh, I didn't Gronk. Know Tom was in the... I didn't
no,
know Tom
Gronk.
The
Tom is not available unless you have $1 million in a card
Bill
vault and
afford.
A European watch collection.
Bill can't afford Tom Brady. Why? It'd be Gronk. Of the people that are available, it's Gronk.
But
it's not even close.
I think it is kind of interesting of who's gone down there and spoken and who hasn't.
Right. But you we'll know? See. It's early.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's still
okay.
early. So
right.
others could go, okay, before we get out of here today, Ted, the floor is yours.
No, I don't know.
You have certain things you want to bring to the attention of the listeners
it
after traveling. the last couple days?
No, you know what? I want to say a nice thing. I want to say a nice thing. Hey, guys, this is true. So we're
you got to start with a compliment before you
start
kill
with love.
Sure.
That's what my therapist says.
You guys are on to me. We're in this tuna, sardine can of a plane, right?
Yep.
It's just two rows on each side. And so Andy and I, it was great. We both have aisle seats from across from each other, right? But next to me in my window was this nice older lady who was detached from her son who was sitting next to Andy in the other window, right? And she leans over across to say something to her son, and we realized that they were together but not sitting next to each other. And Andy says, "Man, would you like to sit next to your son?" And she goes, "Would that be okay?" And Andy gives up his aisle seat for the window seat next to the biggest guy on the plane.
Wow.
By the way.
Not all heroes wear capes, Andy. Wow.
How about that? So I just thought that was the sweetest. Honestly, people don't do that, man. And I thought
they
that
should.
Mad respect. Having said that, you should see Andy when he sleeps on the plane. It's awesome, man. He is just like, I got some video maybe. I don't know. The twitching
Pro move,
that he does.
Andy. Pro move.
Was I twitching?
Oh, it was fantastic. It was really fantastic. And so that's just one observation. But what else?
Well, you said I was like anal or something. What do you mean?
Oh no, just that we have gone over the itinerary of the next few days, a time or two or 20,000 times.
I believe coaches say prior planning prevents piss poor performance.
It's true. What about if we're at Buffalo Wild Wings tomorrow, then we can park here, and then but the parking's closed there. So, but what if we walk? What is it? 0.4 miles. You know, so
dad.
We have.
Somebody's got to be around.
Gone
here.
Over the itinerary 1,000 times, which is just a good observation.
Well, we're in a situation where we're getting eyeballed by everybody trying to kick us off a live radio show.
And I'll say this, and this is a compliment in the highest form. Andy eats whatever he wants, guys. It's a bacon cheeseburger loaded for lunch. And a big steak with all the trimmings on the potato at night.
And then it all Miller disappears likes. Thanks to Awaken 180 weight loss.
It's, dude, right. it's amazing.
When Host you change your money. Metabolism it, with Awaken 180.
And I, you know, a little bit of a flex, but I liked it. I'm getting off the elevator this morning to eat breakfast. And he's already sent out an email. And he's coming in from a workout from the gym.
You know.
I'm like, bro, that's a flex. He's sweating. He goes, let me take a shower, Ted. I'll meet you for breakfast. So a lot of just some of the observations. I don't want to get into all of it, but just a few little kind of glimpses into the psychology of one Andy Hart.
Well,
Ted, have to be careful. Andy admitted this not too long ago, right here on this show, that when he's traveling,
I get traveling diarrhea when I travel.
Oh, that's really nice to know. Baby. I'm glad you told us that.
So I'd watch out.
Well, to be fair, that's usually outside of the country.
I don't know how it hasn't been there today. I'm like. I've been to the bathroom 20 times today, and Andy has yet to go, I think.
That's usually outside the country that becomes an issue. Mexico, the Caribbean, Puerto Rico, Dominican, those areas of my recent vacations. Yeah. Thankfully, Green Bay, Appleton, I haven't experienced any of those issues yet, and we are looking forward to another good dinner, hopefully tonight.
Yeah. Oh,
if
we'll
you plan your situation, because I know you got to get a workout in, and you want to eat twice, sandwiched around your workout, and you're hangry, and you're
hungry. There is one thing I have to do before we leave Appleton. One thing. It's one thing. One place I got to visit.
Eat.
And I think I told you. Has any of you guys ever heard of the sporting goods store called Scheels?
No.
Wait, yes, I actually have.
I go to a place out there called Fleet Farm, but that's like a hunting and sporting goods store that all good Wisconsinites love.
Does Dick Sporting Goods advertise on our station?
I don't know, but they might in the future.
It
so
is. Let me just tell you, Scheels Sporting Goods. They have them only a little bit here in the Midwest. Is the absolute best sporting goods store you will ever find. And,
free publicity.
And so I'm going there.
What are you going to buy?
If you go with me, you will go, oh, my gosh, Ted, you're right. You will see things sold there that you would never in a million years being sold at any other.
But you're not actually going to buy anything. You're just going
to
buy
all. I spend thousands.
We got to fly back, right?
I'll have to ship it, I think. So anyway.
This is
a couple observations from
like what?
The road
what,
here in
what type
yeah,
of
what exactly
like what's an example of something that I wouldn't believe that they sell in this store?
You know what? I like there's certain brands I like.
Athleisure.
Have you ever heard of a Johnny O's?
Tiffany's.
Johnny O's.
Nevada.
Have you ever heard of that brand? Johnny O's.
No.
Okay.
Yes. Johnny O's a great men's clothing line. Yeah.
Okay. You would never see it unless you go online to Johnny O's or you know like an Amazon or a Zappos or a Scheels Sporting. Like it is a place that you can get stuff that you would want you would buy only online because it doesn't offer you at any retail stores where you live. It will be in this store if you go with me tomorrow.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to say.
And we do have a little time tomorrow because, a reminder, we will be on from approximately 4 to 8, maybe 4:15, depending on how the Red Sox game goes. But it could go quick because Garrett Crochet on the mound, those usually go quick. Yep. He has had his A game. And we will be back here. We'll actually be at Buffalo Wild Wings just outside of Lambeau Field tomorrow. 4 to 8 leading into the 2025 NFL draft. We still have plenty to talk about the trade scenarios. Yeah. You know what I really
Tonight's
look
game.
Tonight, well, you got Celtics tonight, obviously. You got Red Sox tonight, tomorrow. But more importantly, we're here at the draft. We're talking draft. And I look forward to, we got a bunch of them today. Tweets, comments, little notebooks. There's going to be more information. Mm-hmm. Your boy Baldy had a premonition or a report. There will be more of those. We'll probably get some from the local media as Mike Reese, Mike Giardi, Greg Bedard, they kind of beat the bushes for those final nuggets. We'll see. Are the Patriots going to make a trade? Are they going to stand put? You know, could they trade back in? That's the other option we didn't delve much into today is stick Fitzy and pick at four, but then trade back in later in the round. Do you want a wide receiver? Did you take a best available at four, and now you need a tackle, Josh Simmons or somebody?
Fitzy, I mean, we'll even talk second round maybe tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Let's not get crazy.
Second round, that's what I'm talking about. You can see last year, Ted, I was also not too jazzed for the first round because I knew they were taking Drake May. I wasn't as hype on him as I was by the end of the season, but I was so fired up for rounds 2 through 4 because I knew there were playmakers available that could have made an immediate impact on the trash fire team of last year and in the future, and instead they got Jalen Polk and Jay Bonpick.
It's a fair point.
Maybe we'll also get into the audio from the Chargers when the trade went down with the Patriots for Ladd McConkey.
Oh, yeah.
Fitzy won't be here, so we won't be putting him through the pain and suffering. That's going to do it for WEEI Afternoons live from the NFL Draft, Green Bay, Wisconsin, Lambeau Field. We'll be back tomorrow, 4 to 8 p.m., leading into the 2025 NFL Draft. The number 4 overall selection should be a fun night for Ted Johnson, Andy Hart.
They're sweeping around us. I think they want us out of here,
bro. Oh, yeah, they do want us.
They're mad we're here.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. WEEI Afternoons at the NFL Draft.
Better performance in a bedroom? Who doesn't, right?
Damn, this is a good sausage.
In the 7th round, they go local.
We are doing them all.
Yep, no, just real fast. Drew Kendall, offensive line. Hey, Stiz, shut up.